Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah, yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
If I were you, I'd eat a bunch of poo, roll it in a ball, and put it in my pants. Hey, I've just eaten my own poo, but it previously was your own poo. If I were you.
Go, Jake.
Yeah. Yo, if I were you, I'd eat your pee. You're not me. Why would you eat pee? Can I have pee? Why can't you see? Let's drink pee. Thomas's pee. Now it's Amir's turn.
If I were you, don't eat anything. Don't go to the mall with Scooby-Doo. Don't solve some mysteries with a Mr. P or a Mr. T. Because I pity the fool who doesn't go to school. So stay in school. And that's our rap.
Stay in school.
Thank you, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. A little explanation. If you're listening at home, we're
no
recording.
No need to explain anything.
Okay, let's get started. That made sense to everybody. We're recording this at South by Southwest in Austin. A few people to thank Thomas for, this is his idea. This whole thing is your brainchild.
Yeah, here we are coming at you live from South by Southwest.
All he did was thank you. Okay, he didn't tell you to introduce anything.
Premium Platinum Lounge
just say what up.
At the Vimeo Hut.
So let's start that again. I'm going to say right. Thank you, Thomas, and you say yeah.
Thanks, it's good
thanks
to be here.
Thanks to be here. Reggie Watts coming out later.
You didn't say that. Right. You didn't say what we told you to say.
Okay.
Thank you to Vimeo for housing us. This whole studio is their creation. They're paying for it. We're not paying anything.
Thank you to Vimeo's money.
Yeah.
Hey.
Alex Sexton, who brought the microphones and camera to help record this whole thing. So thank you, Alex. He wanted me to give a shout out to his dog. His dog, Batman.
Yes.
Batman?
And then also...
Batman, not Batman.
Batman.
That wouldn't make any sense if it was Batman.
Well, you know, dachshunds have back troubles. Is he a dachshund? Well, if he was, and maybe he had back troubles, you'd call him Batman!
Yeah!
Also, thank you to Bethany, and remind me the website one more time.
Lost in Reviews.
Lost in Reviews. We tweeted that we needed cameras and microphones, and Bethany was the first one to get back to us. So thanks, Bethany.
Thank you.
Word.
All right, what is this? What are we doing here?
This is just a classic If I Were You.
Yeah.
Set in the premium platinum Vimeo Hut here at South by Southwest. Later on, we got Reggie Watts.
We don't
we
have
got
any
Ghost of Dom DeLuise coming at you.
I fear you're over-promising, and we're going to under-deliver.
We deliver.
This is an advice podcast. So we get emails to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. People are in need of our advice, and sometimes Jake and I give it, and sometimes we have a friend. Yeah. And sometimes that friend is T. Middleditch.
T. Squiddlesnurch. I can't wait to sink.
T. Squiddles, let's do it,
I can't wait to sink my teeth into a good helping of advice.
You're good. You like the advice part of the show.
I do.
Yeah.
Because I like it. It's just us girls and guys chatting and gabbing.
Chatting, gabbing, chilling.
Chilling, maxing.
Yeah, relaxing, all cool. We're recording this on video, too, so if you want to watch it later in this week, we're going to put it on our YouTube channel.
Are we going to be able to watch the whole thing or just little bits and bobs?
The whole fucking thing.
Nasty.
Oh, wait.
Filthy.
That's perfect. It's funny when it cuts off early.
Can you make any beat with that thing?
Uh-huh. All right, let's get started.
As long as they already made it over there.
Yeah.
And he just says, I can try pressing other buttons.
Here we come now! Here we come now! It's disgusting! Get filthy!
All your raps are about getting filthy.
Yeah, man.
And eating poop.
Yeah, dude.
Like, it's not even get filthy, like, sexual. It's like, get filthy, roll up poop and pee.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, get nasty.
It's really gross, though.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Hey, Rodney, it's just a ba-dum-tish, okay? It's just a ba-dum-tish.
Got it. Here we go.
No, because it doesn't work. If sure. I do a joke...
Got it.
You know.
Here we go.
Well, let me just wait for the joke. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A, that's way too early. Okay.
And B?
And B, it's not just ba-dum-tish, okay? No, that's tish-tish, boom-boom-tish.
Okay.
It's a lot of tish-tish
with boom-booms. Yeah.
Okay, right. Here we go. Sure. A nun, a priest, and an alligator walk into a bar. Ouch! You gotta wait for the... There was a clap.
I did. I heard ouch, which I think was the punchline, right?
No, okay. A nun, a priest, an alligator walk into a bar. Ouch! That's very close! That's surprisingly
so
close!
So I have the job.
Yeah! Oh, yeah.
Yes! All right, you want to answer
some
questions?
Let's jump right in.
Can we explain what it was? We answer questions.
Yeah, well, I think I did that.
All right, good.
Isn't this episode 400?
This is officially episode 400.
We skipped 320 episodes over here.
All right, we need a guy's name. Thomas, can you give us a guy's name?
Oh, Marvin Scholgowitz.
Your lawyer.
My lawyer, CPA.
Hey, guys, here's the problem. I'm a 21-year-old Welsh lad, and I've been best friends with my brother from another mother for several years. We grew up as kids together, and to be honest, I love that son of a bitch. However, I live in Wales, and he moved to London a while ago, and every time he visits Wales or I go to London, we always meet up and go for a pint or a bite to eat. But recently, he's got a girlfriend. Now, don't get me wrong, she's a lovely girl, but that bitch is stealing my best bud. The last two times he's been down to Wales, I've barely seen him. The most recent of which, he didn't even text me to say he was down here. We made plans to do stuff like 2 weeks before he headed down, but when he came, it was nothing but radio silence. Help me out, guys. What am I supposed to do? Love, Solomon Schulskowitz?
Marvin? No.
Marvin Schulskowitz.
Schulskowitz. Yes. Oogie boogie. Just put him tish.
Sure. Absolutely. Have you ever encountered such a thing?
I've been that guy.
Which guy? Marvin and his friend?
Marvin, where it's like, hey, where my friend
Why
go?
Are we hanging out?
Yeah. But then again, I've also been the other guy.
Right.
And when you're the other guy, you're like, oh, the Marvin's like, being a wiener. Like, right. I like a girl.
That was where I just went. Marvin's a little bit of a wiener.
Oh.
I would want to tell him to relax. Am I alone?
Well, you would want to, and you're okay in saying that.
Appreciate that.
But, you know, you got to... Take care of Marvin's feelings because Marvin misses you.
Oh, all right, cool. So I'll be the I'm the friend.
I'll be Marvin.
All right.
I'll be Welsh. Yeah, this is so a classic Welsh.
So we're in Wales.
Yeah. I miss you.
Oh, yep. You think Welsh people are just cavemen from London, I guess. Well, do you guys hibernate when you have girlfriends? Isn't that a common thing? Like, once you were in a relationship, it's like, oh, I haven't seen my friends in 6 months.
You turtle down. You hunker down for just a little bit. You don't go away forever.
You go in.
Yeah, just for 6 months where you get to know everybody and alienate all – or you get to know one person and alienate all your friends, and then you come out of your hibernation. Yeah.
Because he's also got double duty with Johnny Awesome going to London Town.
Well, here's the problem.
I clean them chimney sweeps.
You have
Johnny Awesome going to London Town. Double duty.
Yeah, double duty.
God, you're cool. Teach me how to talk.
Teach me how to speak to you. You have... The problem is you have a new girlfriend and an old best friend, and who would you rather let down? Probably the old best friend, because he's like, I'm committed. I'm invested. Yeah. I have like a history with this friendship. So you can let down your old friend and he'll still be there. You can't let down your new girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's like a very fragile, it's like an injured bird.
Yeah, and the injured Bjork.
Oh, injured Bjork.
Injured Bjork.
That's a dangerous attitude to have, to be like, I can let down my old friend because he'll always be there.
Well, bro's got to understand. No, bro's got to understand.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm more along with lines of like, this guy needs to shape up and be like supportive of his friend in the relationship.
Because he doesn't have a giner and the girl does.
Oh,
that's
so
a major difference between him and the girl.
How's that?
Well,
do you want to?
I guess.
Have you guys not talked about this yet?
Google vagina on your phone.
What is that?
V-A-G.
Google vagina? Is that an app?
Siri.
Siri, Google
vagina.
Show me your vagina.
Oh, my God. It's the lady who plays Siri. Jesus. She's done softcore porn.
She's beautiful. Well, also, I feel like Marvin might have an interesting new perspective should he finally meet a dame or a lass, as he might say in Wales. I've been sad for 4 months straight.
Of course. God, I'm so sorry to hear that. You really, sorry.
He meets a lass and suddenly he's like, oh, now I'm intertwined in the lady.
Yeah.
So Welsh. He's Jamaican?
Yeah, Welsh. And, and then he might gain some perspective, because it's nice to fall in love, especially with a pretty, pretty lady with the tatas and the titties.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's hard. I think we've all been in love with ladies with titties and tatas.
Yeah, sure. I guess I've been in love with a lady with titties and tatas. But it's hard to balance that new relationship with old friendships. Do you just ignore your
friend? I think as a friend, you have to be like, you know what? I accept what you're going through, and you take a step back. You're like, my friend's going to disappear for a couple months to a year, and then I'll reemerge.
A year?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. A year flies by. He barely sees this dude anyway. They only hang out in Wales. They should have broken up months and years ago. They only see each other a couple times a year in Wales. That's fine. Forget it. You're done.
They're not your friend anyway.
I think so.
So what's your advice to this guy? Get over it or have a talk with your friend?
You definitely don't have a talk. Oh, it's such a weird thing for a guy to have a talk with me about a friendship. Like, that I'm ignoring.
Man. We don't see enough of each other. I've had that talk given to me, and it is awkward. I think if you ever have that talk, you should bring it up as if you were a construction worker. Like, right, hey, bro, come on. We got to hang out a little bit.
You don't sit down and say, hey, I have something to talk to you about.
Yeah,
I
want to see you. No, auntie. Don't do that, please.
Wait, what was that?
No, auntie. No.
No.
No, please.
That's also Welsh.
No.
Oh,
I believe that's Malaysian.
So you mean just tell your friend that in a joking way rather than actually sitting down and having a
gentle ribbing. Think you don't even need to do a joke, and you can do it real, but just don't be like, hey, man, we need to talk. Like, that's no bueno. Then suddenly he's in another relationship with a male friend platonically. Nah.
Not worth it.
Well, it's worth it. You can have heart-to-hearts. You can have heart-to-hearts with your male friends.
I don't know. If someone tried to have a heart-to-heart with me, I'd be like, no.
Really?
I think so.
Wait, let me check. Yeah, I'm sure of it. I would not have a heart-to-heart with a friend.
You'd never have a heart-to-heart?
I think I'd definitely deflect it.
You host a show where it's advice about potential personal problems that are deep and affected, and you'll never have a heart-to-heart.
You're right. You guys talk. I'm going to retreat into myself for a second.
I mean, I'm incapable of being emotionally intelligent enough to have a very serious heart-to-heart with a male counterpart.
You guys.
That's actually, put the beat back on. Heart-to-heart with a male counterpart? We spent too much time apart, being my male counterpart. So can we have a heart-to-heart? Is this crazy?
This turned into, like, slam poetry.
That's what Jake's really good at.
because I can't do anything to a beat.
Yeah, and you can't go fast enough. Slam poetry is like for rappers.
You winked at me right out. You can't go fast enough. You know what I mean? Hello, I'm here.
Right, let's answer the next question.
Wait, what's your advice? See, this is what I'm talking about.
He's incapable of
opening. You can't.
You would say get over it, bottle up your emotions inside, and just you'll see your friend in a year.
Yeah, I think everything's going to work out fine.
You do great in that steel mill we've been talking about.
Oh, nice.
I couldn't even tell it was an insult until you guys high five.
That's not a high five, you ding dong. Now go join the baseball team or get out of my lawn.
Get out of my lawn?
Yeah, man, it's enclosed. You think I'm going to leave this up to the sun? Ding dong.
It can be enclosed and still be under the sun.
You're both out of here. You know what? Both of you join the baseball team.
What are you talking about?
Going everybody ding dongs all
day. Out of my lawn or I'm calling the coppers.
I'm not in your lawn.
But I'm Tish. That's all it is.
Absolutely. And I will for the next one.
Well, I don't know. I think if it's really eating you up.
If I were you, what would you do?
Okay.
You had a great friend. He had a lady friend and he didn't call you when he visited LA.
This is such a sensitive position to put yourself in.
Like if I had a friend and they were like, hey, we don't, or, wait, fuck. If I had a friend and he got a girlfriend and they didn't see me anymore, I would just be like, fine. That's okay.
There's no friend that you would talk to.
I would go and make another friend.
But do you say that now?
Will you be my friend, sir? I lost my friend.
Maybe my other friend's
being a ding-dong.
Well, so now look, you're a handsome, charming man with oodles and oodles of confidence.
Appreciate that. Amir, what do you have to say about me?
No, we're just...
Okay.
You're also older, a little wiser. This man's 21.
No. Oh, sorry, you're talking about me. Yeah. Way off.
His name is Marvin.
I just had my 82nd birthday.
Hosting a podcast. This guy in the question is 21.
Yeah, Marvin.
Marvin.
He's a little bit younger, and maybe this is his one true boy to die. Welsh. No.
Oh, no. Oh.
Don't say I'm fucking scared of the moon. I'm not.
That's it. That's perfect.
Pirate on LSD. I don't understand what that was.
So the thing is, there's a pirate door. Yeah.
Hey.
Welcome, friends.
People are going to be coming in and out.
It's fun. It's casual. It's friendly. Let's make sure that never happens again, though.
Anything can happen at the South by Southwest Platinum Premium Vimeo
Lounge. Let's make sure it never does.
All right, man. Let's do this one time before we move on
after we take a vote, because there's about like nine people.
Let's just move on. All right. Okay, question number two. No. Let's take a vote. Would you have a talk?
I think you can bring it up. Don't do it if you feel like it's going to start off with like, hey man, we need to talk, then you're doing
the question it. Is right. this you Bring live in New York
find a new friend.
You live in New York and you
they
have a friend who lives in LA and he has a girlfriend in New York and he visits the girl.
I got more though.
Okay,
you can't address this.
That's just going to be fine.
So bizarre.
We can't.
God, it got your attention.
You can't tell him though to sort of be like, I need to have more time with you. That's weird. You can just sort of express it and say, hey man, I miss you.
Yeah.
I miss you.
Oh, bollocks, mate.
Nice.
Thanks.
I can't see you because I'm cleaning them chimneys. We're dog shit.
Yeah, man.
I cannot see you, man.
Wait, so what's the vote?
Have a conversation versus find a new friend.
All right, so have a conversation. Raise your hand. Two, three, four.
Thank you, women.
They're all off camera, so one.
Two, three, four.
Find a new friend.
Oh, wow, four.
Shit,
even
it's
split.
Legit split.
But I want the first group. It was all ladies and a tender man.
I think it's safe to say he's a tenderman.
Well,
yeah.
Brian
so
Tenderman.
This question came from a dude about a dude. So all the dudes, they voted... No conversation, find a new friend.
The podcast is, what would you do if you were you? If I were you? So Thomas would have a talk.
So there's no wrong answer.
So there's no answer to
there's
give him.
There's definitely no
flip
wrong
a coin.
Answer, but I got the answer that was corroborated by the
flip a
machine.
Shilling.
You would have a talk. You would not. I would probably not.
I think it's okay to express it, but you just can't be like, hey, I need to spend more time with you, da-da-da, because then that's just like, that's intense.
Yeah,
it's
and intense. It makes him feel bad for having a lady friend.
Yeah, and he shouldn't. You should be happy that he's found love.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just a little backwards.
I know. I understand.
Okay.
And I'll get it next time.
Okay, thank you.
And after a joke, right?
Yeah.
New question?
Just wait for the punchline.
New question. Let's get a round of applause. It's fun to have applause. Yeah, that was good.
Why not? Applause break.
We could sort of ask for whatever.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. It's because...
You had to ask
just,
for
this
it?
Is all... This is weird. Like, we're chatting, like, oh, we're having a conversation.
The weed brownie.
But
it,
there's this.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. It's like The Bachelor.
Oh, no. Let me read this question.
I'm serious. He's not in it for love. He's in it for the wrong reasons.
There, you guys get that, right? Right, reasons. Yeah. Dez's season.
Okay,
so... No, there
no, there's like...
He's latched on to me.
I love it.
Okay, so we're having a conversation.
Welcome.
Yay.
Welcome. Welcome.
And then, but then it's intimate. It's about advice. And there's and then every time you glance over, there's people watching.
Yeah. Because usually when we record this, a lot of people hear it, but we don't actually see them hearing.
No,
it.
It's in a room. It's in your solarium.
Of course. All right. We're gonna ask. Answer another questions. All right. This one is from a college dude. Can you give us a name and read the question like a college dude?
Oh, Riley Krylerson?
Riley writes.
Yeah, Riley writes. Hey, dudes, what's up? This past fall, I moved into a college apartment with my two bros from back home, in brackets, and a random fourth roommate who's never here. Since it is a college apartment, we don't have much room to make the space our own. I just need you to do an apostrophe after D-O-N and before T. Thanks. We have a couple posters up, some lights, pretty typical college stuff.
Somewhat.
I hope that has nothing to do with the rest. He just wants you to know that. Don't worry, he's
couple
on there.
Couple posters, some lights.
Like, we're close.
Yeah, black lights, like, or whatever.
It's decent. It's like 8 out of 10.
Recently, after we got back from winter break, we had the idea to decorate a
blanket. Lips are so tight.
Yeah, man. Get it tight, man. I fucked like 30 girls, like skin 10. To decorate a blank wall with pictures we drew. Huh? It could be draw. Pictures we draw.
Say that last sentence one more time. This is the crux of the short.
Recently, after we got back from winter break, we had the idea to decorate a blank wall with pictures we draw.
Okay, sure.
It fucks me up. I think it's true, right?
Yeah.
Drew Carey.
Nonsense. Continue.
He wrote that. No.
With the note.
I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was a pretty cool idea, and it looked cool at first, but now our wall is almost completely full with art. We aren't master artists. Each piece looks cool by itself, but looking at the whole wall, it just looks like crazy people scribbling and taping art to walls. My roommate thinks it's pretty dope. Still, I've grown to dislike it. This is the best. I feel weird about inviting people over, especially girls I'm interested in, and having them see a whole wall of drug-induced art. I think a couple of pictures would be all right, but it's come to the point where we're overlapping. It just looks tacky / lame to me. I wish we'd take down most of them and leave only a few of the really cool ones up. Is there any way I could bring this up to my roommates without them getting mad at me? These guys have been my best friends since grade school.
Except for the fourth guy.
And random.
They are still really into putting pictures up and have spent tons of time doing so. So I'd feel like a jerk if I just straight up asked them to take it down. Signed, Riley Krylerson.
All right. Great job. Thank
well,
you.
Riley.
God, I don't want you to be anybody but that guy for the rest of your life.
Dude, later on you can get this pretty sick fatty burrito.
Really?
Yeah, man. They mash the rice up so it's kind of like a chewy rice paste. Then they put grilled zucchinis and onions in there. Dude, no, I'm serious. Yeah, they put like nutritional yeast, like Nooch, all
right,
up in there.
Yeah.
They sprinkle a little diet cheese, completely vegan.
Really?
You're a vegan frat boy?
Yeah, dude, but I still slay puss.
Isn't that meat?
Yeah, sick. I guess I am a carnivore. You gotta go, Budum Tish.
Absolutely.
All right.
Stevie Riley knows.
What an insane small stakes, high stakes problem.
So he's like, I thought it'd be chill if we put art up, and now it's like, oh, this art's actually not chill. Let's take them all down except for the chillest ones, which are probably the ones he drew.
I could see that being a good idea, and then when it's all up, you're like, look at all them crazy man scribbles.
Shit, that makes. There was a time when I was in high school. I had the basement. It was kind of chill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
my parents let me paint this room in the basement. I thought it was going to be really cool to like put paint on my hands and put handprints all over the wall.
Ooh.
And I thought I'd be like, all right, that's kind of cool. That's kind of artsy. That's chill. Yeah. And then I did that. And then like every time I was downstairs in the basement alone, there's just like
handprints.
Handprints everywhere. I felt like I was going to get
killed. You're like a madman.
Yeah. It was really scary.
So riddle me this, riddle me that.
But it's like that, only your friends did the handprints and you wanted to paint over them.
I feel like, what I'm saying is like, it's all going to be fine.
I think you could.
You're going to leave this place in so short of a time.
Yeah. I also think you can bring it up, but you got to respect democracy. Like, if you bring up, like, dudes, are we sure we want it? I don't really love this anymore.
Not even democracy. It's like, I feel like it's got to be unanimous.
Maybe, yeah. But what if he goes, I don't know if I like this anymore, and including the fourth weirdo, they're all like, what are you talking about, Riley? Right.
Well, you have to go to every single conversation with a very open mind. Be like, hey, look. So he could talk to his roommates with no expectation of this shit is coming down.
I have a good idea.
But okay, go ahead.
You talk to one that's the most on the fence, and you start to tip the scales in your favor.
Ooh, it's so unimportant.
So you get one on your side, and it's like, oh, me and Brody were talking about it, and we don't really like it anymore. Suddenly it's 2-on-2. 1-on-3 is a little intimidating
because
you're in
the
minority. Yeah, Brody, Riley. Who are the other two roommates?
Oh, there's Brody, there's Riley, there's Taylor, and then there's Stream. And fucking, we never see that dude.
Stream.
Yeah, Stream.
Are you sure you live with him?
His name's on the lease is Stream.
If you've never seen him?
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Have you ever seen him?
No.
And he is your roommate, though.
Yeah.
Does he pay rent?
Yeah.
How does it arrive, the rent?
I don't know. It's just on the kitchen table.
But his dad's a guarantor.
Yeah.
What's his dad's name?
Corner.
Corner pays for Stream's rent. You've never seen Stream, and there's a check once a month.
Dude, it's
Corner.
Awesome. It's like we have three people living in a four-person spot, man.
Sure.
Why are you guys pissed at this? You're just jelly, dude. Soup's gel.
We're not gel. I'm just trying
to put a light up because you could be the gel over it.
The what?
The gel. I took a bit of stagecraft.
Oh, wow. You accidentally took it to a Hollywood thing.
I was thinking theater, but whatever.
Good man.
The boards. Guys, check week was hell. But I was outside at intermission. I know, bad. People are talking. Any theater students listening to that would be like, yay!
I'm laughing and I never did it.
Yeah, ice cold. Ice cold. I think it's a very, I just bring it up. Like, hey, do we want this? I want to bring
puss
over
like
here.
I would just take down a couple of things I didn't like.
Oh, one at
like,
a time, one a day.
Who got rid of the shit that I drew?
No.
Like, I don't know.
That's bad news.
You start
fires with that. Because then it's like,
another option.
I like that one.
I
no, you don't get it, dude. That one was my favorite.
That was my favorite, too. I'm pissed that it's gone.
You took it,
dude. No, I didn't, man.
Who did?
I think it was Stream.
Stream comes in, sneaks in the middle of the night, leaves a check, and takes a picture down.
Who took it down? I don't know. It must have been Stream. You know Stream.
I don't know him.
I've never met him.
Everybody else, like, hey, man, I think these art pieces are really cool. Stream hates them.
Yeah.
Stream, blame it on the fourth weirdo.
So what would you do if I were you?
If I were you, I'd just be like, I'm dudes, bros, I love you, and this is, I'm kind of losing interest in this. It looks like a crazy person. I want to bring puss over here and slay it.
Yeah. Can you imagine a college girl seeing that and being turned off? Like,
I think
college girls
cares
are used to like
this
the
guy,
most
like,
absolute squalor. I can't imagine
grow up
art
to have,
ruining
like,
that.
Really really refined taste or something. Yeah. He's in college, like, just figuring out for the first time that he doesn't like random.
He's bringing over like a 38-year-old museum docent to their house. He's ashamed that Shannon from the Met is going to see it. Oh no, dudes. How did you even meet this 38-year-old intelligent, highly intelligent docent? You're 21.
And Shannon's like, no, I get it. I get what you've done here.
Whoa.
Have me. I want you all to have me.
No. On top of this bad art.
No.
Righteous. I'll do Bill and Ted's.
So you would bring it up?
Yeah, why not? I mean, don't bottle it in, boys.
I would bottle it in.
This is the second bottle it in advice.
That's true. I would just.
How do you function?
I'd start pinning, man. I would just be like thinking about my new place outside of like no more, like no three roommates. I'm just me.
Pinning, you mean having a Pinterest mood board?
Yeah, dude, I have a Pinterest.
This guy's 21 and in college. He's not going solo for a while.
Dude, I was solo when I was 21.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? You said that like it wasn't.
Yeah,
but you had a ton of art that you drew on the wall.
You know, not everyone's top shelf premium dollar bills, greenbacks, fat stacks, Mr. White.
Excuse me, dude. I was broke. My father paid for my apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, I'm just kidding. Well, thanks, Daddy.
Ba-dum-tish.
Yep.
That was just a
that
sort
was just
of
a boom?
Oh, sorry. Got it.
Okay.
Next
and
time.
Again, punchline.
Wait for that.
Absolutely.
Your acknowledgement is like a wet mouth movement.
Ren
got
and
it.
Stimpy.
New question? Is it time? Let's do one
almost
more.
Almost did it.
Let's take a break and then do one more question. We'll be right back with Thomas.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back with Thomas. Yes. That was fun. What'd you think of the commercial break?
Man, I can't wait to buy whatever that was.
Absolutely.
Even okay. If it was
Do you have anything you wanted to plug? What a weird time it was for me to ask that.
There's a bunch.
Okay.
You got Silicon Valley coming out April 12th.
HBO.
Season 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
HBO, right after Game of Thrones. You got, if you have Disney XD, or even if you just want to buy it on iTunes, there's Pen Zero Part-Time Hero. Great for kids, but me as an adult, I love it. I'm the voice of Pen. I'm a part-time hero. I zap in and out of dimensions with my best
friends. I thought you were just
friends.
Plugging something that you kind of liked on your own.
It's a cartoon. It's real fun. Also,
Jesus Christ, you're a busy guy.
We do just this.
Just this, a new show on MTV2.
Also on Saturdays, I'll be trolling for D on Hollywood Boulevard dressed as a lady. But what else? I tell you this. I just started a Twitch account where I'm
now,
playing
tell
video.
Me about that. Now, what is that?
God, your voice sucks.
You're nervous.
What is a Twitch? I want one of these now. This is me now, I think.
That's how you're going
to whenever
a joke
you're taking
goes
that out to
flat.
Austin tonight.
Is there a world where I can put this in my mouth?
Absolutely.
Put this in
not.
The small of my back and just.
I think people would notice. That's my Missy Elliott. That's how out of touch I am with hip-hop.
Sorry, what is
wait,
a Twitch?
Twitch. If you don't know Twitch.tv, it's essentially YouTube for video games. I mean, pretty much you log onto someone's channel, watch them play video games or talk about video games or whatever. It's like gameplay with maybe a little inlay of, you know, a webcam footage or whatever. Some people have full-on productions. It would just be me. I've already done a session of Total War Attila.
What?
Yeah.
What is that game?
This is Deep Cuts Nerd. Only people who are like into PC gaming will know.
Anybody
what
know what this means? Wow. And
we're
in a room full of computer programmers and like, hell no, I would not do that.
They're
shit.
They're busy doing
Someone
Vimeos.
Just yelled out loser from the back as he was talking.
Well, a 90-pound white kid.
Here's the cool thing is like how Twitch functions is you like subscribe to someone's channel and that's money that gets, you know, split between Twitch and the user creator.
Oh, how much does it cost to subscribe to your channel?
I think, I don't know. This will be the first time I've sort of worked it out with Twitch.
Oh, you can choose the channel?
Like, you figure it out, I think. I don't really know. I'm learning.
Gotcha.
But what I'm more excited about is the majority of anything that gets subscribed to me, I'm going to donate to charities. Environmental charities, which happens to be a passion of mine. So watch out, Sierra Club. You're getting $200.
Why do they have to watch out?
Watch out. What? Better make way in the bank account.
Oh, you think there's a maximum?
Yeah, you better shove some of those gold coins aside.
Is that
200?
You think it's a physical space and they're going to run out of room?
Maybe.
No, absolutely
not. It
sounds
like you're angry and you don't want to help the charity.
Maybe. It's half a 200, so 100.
Wow, that's even less likely to fill up their bank account.
Is it?
Yeah, of course.
So that's what I'm
so how
I'm
can they find that?
About.
Twitch what?
Twitch. Oh, it's the same as my Twitter handle is MiddleDitch. So you just go into Twitch and you look up the username MiddleDitch. After I made that,
what about Middle
many,
Twitch?
Many users were like, you should have done Middle Twitch. And I was like, yeah, I should have. I'm an idiot. But now it's nice and simple. MiddleDitch for all.
Yeah, MiddleDitch for all.
Yes.
That's my policy.
It was fun the first time. I mean, you like no one knows what Total War is and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I had like, you know, like 1,200 people watching this.
Jesus Christ.
They put it on the main page. Got linked to Kotaku. Kotaku, if you don't know
you got
that.
Linked to Kotaku?
Kotaku!
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, man. It was
no,
fun.
But seriously,
and, like,
it's a very popular video game blog.
He came.
It's coming out.
No, it's there.
And you know, you do a show at like UCB or whatever. That's, you know, maybe 100, 200 or something. You know, I managed to reach out and connect with a bunch of people. It was really fun. Everybody was like praising the nerdiness, and I liked it.
That's
I felt
awesome.
At home.
So did they watch you while you play, or they just see your screen?
They just saw my screen because I didn't have a webcam at that point.
What
so they
you
just
talking?
Saw gameplay and me chatting and gabbing and talking in stupid voices.
Holy shit, I'd watch that.
Yeah, it was fun.
You didn't even have to play a video game. I'd just watch you chat to me, or if I called you,
right,
I'd
man.
Like, okay.
Right.
Chat to me?
Hey, man. Next question.
Yeah. Anything else? That's it? Those are the big three.
Those are the big ones. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. All right, cool. Thank you. You already answered one last question. Do you have time?
Yeah, I'm here to...
Austin, bro.
Yeah, dude. We're here at the Platinum Premium Vimeo Lounge. Yeah! In 5 minutes, we got Reggie Watts.
DJ building up a guy who's never, ever, ever coming.
Nice.
Hey, man. Nice.
You got the voice of a goddamn angel.
An angel who can sort of sing all right.
Yeah, okay.
We need a guy's name.
Three guys in a row.
Three guys.
Do you want to read this question?
Huh?
Do you want to read this question?
Sure.
His name, though, is Jake Hurwitz.
Oh, my G.
Oh, shit. Okay. Hi, guys. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I'm excited. I finally have a problem to get fixed by you guys. To give some context, I am in my second year of college. I had pretty low self-esteem through high school and my first year of college, but this past semester, I started working out and taking some pretty chill antidepressants.
My man!
Yeah, baby!
And now I realize I'm a freaking pimp.
Oh, cool.
This realization happened pretty late last semester, so I hooked up with... two girls. One from Tinder, so thanks for the heads up, Jake. Now I just started into... He wrote that. Now I just started into this relationship. My first real one ever. We met in one of my classes about 3 weeks ago. I really like this girl. She's amazing, talented, sweet, funny. The problem is, I don't know if I'm actually ready to be in a relationship right now. I still want to experience different girls. And if I wasn't in a relationship, I have at least three girls that I could hook up with within the week.
Nasty.
I don't know.
That was like Paul Abdul.
She has had horrible experiences with guys in the past, and I don't want to hurt her.
Easy.
But I also feel like all these new exciting experiences are passing me by. Plus, it might be pretty awkward seeing her in class three times a week if I broke up with her. What should I do? Sincerely, Jake Hurwitz.
Let's give it up for Jake Hurwitz.
Hey, all right, Jakey.
So this guy used to be depressed.
Shelly's antidepressants, boss.
Now he's congratulations on taking life by the horns and getting out of that stinky world. First and foremost.
Yeah.
There, man. It's good to get out. You're a beautiful butterfly now, and no more caterpillar dates for you. So great job.
That being said,
don't be selfish.
What?
He's being selfish. He wants to have his cake and eat it too. He wants to break hearts and slam tarts. And no. If you're going to the oven, you're baking, you're staying in the kitchen. You're not going to run around and go to restaurants.
Oh.
I don't understand.
He wants to fall in love and hit it and quit it with all the other dames. And unless she's cool with that, I mean, come on.
Well, she's not cool with it, but all right, well.
She won't be cool with it. She's been burned. Not. She's a tender flower.
She's a tender flower.
Here's the sentence that I think is the most insightful. I still want to experience different girls, and if I wasn't in a relationship, I would have had at least three girls that I could hook up with within the week.
My man.
Seems like he's just thinking about the three girls he could have hooked up
with. Also, if he could hook up with three girls within a week, he's not fully invested in his relationship.
No, that takes work.
Yeah,
currently in the relationship with
he's
a girl?
He's in a relationship.
Oh, he's currently in?
Yeah. He's got a girlfriend, and he thinks he can fuck three girls within 7 days. I think that you're like not paying enough attention to your girlfriend.
Let me also say a little bit of this. It's total grass is greener. When you get into a relationship, suddenly you have the confidence you wish you had when you were single.
Oh.
And that always happens.
Explain
that. You suddenly have your relationship, and you're like, oh, good. And then, like, you suddenly feel that like that's the only barrier for you having like 8 threesomes all the time, which is like not really the case.
It's closer to 6 threesomes.
I mean,
probably.
Hello. Do the math.
He's in college.
He's feeling
He's on antidepressants for the first time. He shouldn't lock himself up with a girl.
I agree.
I think he should break up with this girl, but not hurt her, just in a nice, polite way. Just say, I think you're great and you deserve somebody who can be fully invested in this relationship, and I'm not, so I'm going to go away and have sex with, well, he wouldn't say this last part, but try to have sex with three girls in seven days.
I mean, the goddamn red card!
3 girls in a week?
Are you kidding me?
Only 4 days of breath.
That's what I'm saying. No. It could be so. It could be one girl for more than one day,
dude. You never know.
I know.
Could be fucking all day, every day.
So what would that look like?
if you're not letting, no.
Oh my god.
Yolo. Yo, check it out. I think you can totally explain what he said in the email. Yo, I just cocooned. I have like I've been in the dark world. And now it's a renaissance, and I like you a lot, but I gotta go learn the enlightenment.
What he's saying essentially is, I'm a butterfly for the first time. Should I not fly?
I'm a peacock. Let me fly.
Yeah,
peacocks can't fly, so that doesn't quite make sense.
Have you not seen the other guys?
But a peacock will fly. They'll fuck. You know, a peacock will do that thing with the big feathers. And
yeah,
I
of course.
If he's got the feathers, you should show them to people.
Yeah, he's burning bright, baby. Let the moths come to the flame. And I do mean come. Hit it.
This is our show. Thank you so much for watching. It was If I Were You with Thomas Middleditch.
Hey, oh.
Hey, Thomas.
Take us out.
I'm taking you out now.
Let's do it. Let's sing, man.
No, take me out to dinner.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah. But first, a song.
A piece of just, okay. Auntie. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Welcome in to your own ears. We've come in and we've brought spears. We want your head. Stop at nothing. Someone do my laundry.
Shoot, we're going to murder everybody in this house.
Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you to Vimeo for having us.
Namaste. And thanks to Vimeo. Thanks to Bethany and Alex Sexton. We'll be back soon. Good night, everybody.
People are talking.
All right, great. Thank you.
Hey, guy, you know that you want to be the guy that all your buds want to be.
Oh, man, I want to party with him.
Yeah, that guy. Well, then here's how you do it. Just listen to these two shows every week. The Art of Charm.
We talk about how to create confidence, how to get people to like and trust you, productivity, time management, biohacking, and more.
And The Chive.
You never know who's going to drop by the studio, and you certainly never know what we're going to say to them.
Download new episodes of The Chive and The Art of Charm every week at podcastone.com.
It's a guy thing, all right?
Be that guy.